Hi everyone, how's it going? This is Liam. You're listening to another Liam Unfiltered episode. Decided I'd get a new one of these in before the end of the month. Maybe I'll have time to do a third, but I'm doing a lot right now, doing a lot of different videos. I've got like three or four kind of on the burner right now all at once, researching a bunch of different things. But today I wanted to talk about a few rumors that have been floating around, give my thoughts on them. We're kind of at an interesting point where a bunch of the rumors that we've been discussing over the past year or so on Off the Record are starting to come to fruition. You're starting to see a bunch of those become confirmed, become real. So that's always exciting. But yeah, just quickly an update on content I'm working on. My next video that you should see from me, I expect, will be related to Masahiro Sakurai. And I may have mentioned this before. Honestly, I'm not sure. I can't really remember what I said on the last podcast, which was a couple of weeks ago now. But essentially, we have this really neat bit of trivia related to Masahiro Sakurai. I'm developing this video in cooperation with a couple of different people. Push from Source Gaming has been helping me with some translation stuff. And in addition to that, I have another person who I will mention in a video whenever that comes out. So yeah, I think it's something that's very interesting. If you're interested in Masahiro Sakurai and his career, as I am, I'm sure most people listening to this probably have at least some tangential interest in Masahiro Sakurai, whether it's from Kirby or Smash Brothers or so forth. He's a very interesting guy, has a lot of interesting things to say, and I always value his perspectives. When he writes his columns, it's always interesting to see what makes it into his games and why. So yeah, that should be interesting. You can get that soon. I'm not sure when. I'm waiting on some translation stuff back. As I say, it's not just me who's helping put this together. Push from Source Gaming, or formerly of Source Gaming. I'm not sure how involved he is with it anymore because he recently announced that he was taking a step back. But he's Push, and everyone knows him from Source Gaming, so I'm just going to continue to call him that until he tells me off for it. So yeah, that is a thing that's happening. I'm working on a few different things. In addition to that, I'm working on my video which relates to Batman. I'm doing another video, which I guess I can say now. I am hopefully going to be doing a video in cooperation with Keiichi Anno, who is the creator of Owendon and Elite Beat Agents. He has agreed to do about an hour-long interview with me, and he agreed to pretty much answer any question I have. So we should get, hopefully, a good video out of that, where I will just, you know, plow him with questions, and we'll pick the best stuff out of there. That will form a Game History Secrets video of some form, I'm hoping. That's kind of my idea here. I'm very excited about this because the Elite Beat Agents and Owendon, you know, some of my favorite games of all time. And, you know, he recently was a part of a Kickstarter called Project Rap Rabbit, which was to get another music rhythm game kickstarted, but it sadly didn't come to fruition. I might ask him about that, but mostly I'm going to be focusing on Elite Beat Agents and Owendon and how those projects came together, because I know, interestingly enough, in addition to pitching Elite Beat Agents to Nintendo and Owendon and so forth, he did pitch another game, which I hear they did not like, and I'm interested to learn more about that. So he has a bunch of failed pitches that he submitted to Nintendo, as I understand it anyway, that didn't come out, that didn't make it. So I'm interested to learn more about that and clear up some of the old rumors related to Elite Beat Agents and Owendon. So for me, it's huge. I don't know if anyone listening to this will care, but I've seen a bunch of other people interview Keiichi Anno and not really ask him any pressing questions like that. And, you know, maybe he'll say to me, I can't talk about that, sorry, but I think in general he should be okay. It's been a while now since those games were made, and I'm hoping to learn more about some of those forgotten pitches. And, you know, who knows, maybe we'll get some like early concept art or prototype stuff out of him. I'm not expecting him to send me playable builds, of course. I just mean like videos or images or whatever, because The development of Owen Don and Elite Beat Agents to me is very interesting, and again, it's very personal because these are some of my favorite games ever. So if you like EBA, hopefully you should be in for a treat if all goes well. I have been kind of hesitant to mention this anywhere because I don't know how well this is going to go. I've never interviewed someone of his prestige before, and it's going to be just an hour-long conversation between us. Maybe he will let me post the whole thing unedited somewhere, maybe on Patreon. But I imagine we're just gonna—I'm just gonna like talk to him a bunch, plow him with questions, and cherry pick the most interesting things, and develop a kind of Did You Know Gaming-esque video around that, where I talk about its history, I talk about interesting trivia, and rejected Nintendo pitches and that kind of thing. So hopefully something good will come of this. I'm really excited to do it. So yeah, that is one thing I've got on the back burner. But next, I'm going to go on to addressing some rumors that have been going around recently, give you my thoughts, because certain things are starting to creep to the surface, which we have talked about on Off the Record for some time. And so I felt the need to, you know, step in and say, here's what I think about this. Do I think this is still coming? And so forth. So if you're interested in rumory goodness, then yeah, that's what's up. So yeah, that's what I'm going to go into now. So as I was saying, a bunch of the rumors which we've talked about over the past 6 months on Off the Record and on here to some extent are starting to come to fruition. You know, that happens every so often. We hear a bunch of rumors, I talk about them on there, and then after a while, you know, a little further down the road, we start to see them. They're confirmed, or, you know, we find out how true they are. And I'd say I have a fairly good hit rate with these type of things. I tend to think of rumors a bit differently from everyone else. I just share something that I think is interesting. If I'm sharing a rumor, it's not an endorsement of it. You know, I'm not saying this is definitely true, but I generally try to, you know, sort through what I think isn't real. And if I do talk about a rumor that isn't real, then I'll give it that context and vice versa. So yeah, that is just something I guess I want to clarify. If I ever talk about a rumor on here or Off the Record, it's not an endorsement. It's not me saying, oh, this is definitely true. But I just, you know, I share things that I find are interesting and fun. And, you know, that's the kind of the goal of the podcast in the end of the day. The model that I kind of ape is old school Nintendo voice chat, because I remember in about 2008, 2009, that show used to be really fun. They would just casually talk about which rumors they were hearing and discuss it openly. And yeah, unfortunately, we can't really do that nowadays. Like, if I were to post this on iTunes or whatever, then people would just tear me to shreds, because anytime I share a rumor on here or I share it on Twitter, people just take that as me saying, this is 100% true, this is what Liam is claiming to be true. And it's like, that's not the case, you know? I just want to be able to talk openly about this stuff. If at any point that kind of level of just ridiculous, over-the-top scrutiny of what I'm saying invades the podcast, and if I'm getting people, you know, twisting my words and saying that, you know, anytime I share a rumor, that is me claiming it as fact, then, you know, this will cease to be fun and I might have to find something else to do. I have seen some people on sites like Reset Era, which is a site that I don't go on a lot, but occasionally people will link me to. I have seen some people say, oh, Liam claimed this last year, and it's like, I didn't, you know, I was just talking about that rumor. But yeah, people don't care about whether or not they twist your words before they come out and say stuff like that, unfortunately, on the internet. Like, for example, recently, a friend of mine, Blake J. Harris, who is the author of the book Console Wars, He became the subject of a Reset Era thread, and somebody in that thread, in one of the first posts, claimed that he was a part of the Gamergate movement, that he had supported it, and that he was some kind of alt-right person, and that's just not true at all, you know? Blake, From my conversations with him, he's a very level-headed individual, and he would never support Gamergate or anything like that. And I think that's just such a nasty and insidious thing to claim of someone without any proof whatsoever. And the people in the thread just didn't question it, you know? They just went along with it and said, oh, right, this guy supports Gamergate, fuck this guy, you know, without even researching it. So I had to write about it on Twitter and say, hey, Blake is okay, don't do this, you know? It is unfortunate. Like, this happens a lot on Reset Era. It's why I don't tend to go on it very often. I don't make an account, is because there are a lot of very vindictive people on there who just like to fucking crucify people like that. And until the moderators kind of can sort that out, then I don't feel like I'd be welcome there. Like, the same with NeoGaf. They were very hostile to me on there as well. But, you know, that's not to say that, by and large, the community is bad. Like, I haven't engaged with it enough to know that yet. But I don't know if I'd feel welcome going on there, seeing the way they treat some people and the kind of the witch hunts that it generates. Like, I remember about a month ago, well, it was more than that now, but I remember when we were talking about the Grinch leak and all that stuff, it became very hostile, very vindictive, and they were going after some of my friends for very stupid reasons, you know, for, you know, talking about how they really didn't believe the Grinch leak was real and all that kind of thing. And the whole thing just got out of hand. But anyway, why am I rambling about this? I don't know. Apologies for going off on a massive tangent. Let's get back to the actual rumor talk. I guess I just want to get that off my chest. So yeah, a lot of the rumors that we've been talking about are starting to be confirmed. Super Dragon Ball Heroes recently, about a week or two ago now. Maybe it was less than that, I can't really remember, but fairly recently. Super Dragon Ball Heroes, we talked about this last year. This game is coming to the Switch, and it is the first game in that series. It's like a card fighting game, I think. It is the first game in that series to be coming to the West with a localization. It's out in April, apparently, so that has been confirmed. That's cool, I guess. I'm a big Dragon Ball fan. I talk about that every so often. I'll be going to see the new Dragon Ball Super movie, Broly, in only a couple of days now. I'm super excited about that. So yeah, something to look out for. I'm tentatively interested in this game, because it has an interesting looking villain who has like Knuckles the Echidna style dreads, and it looks kind of neat, I guess. You know, I like my Dragon Ball villains, and I like seeing Toriyama's original designs. So yeah, another rumor that we talked about, Darksiders on the Switch. That was something that I heard was coming out, that was something that I heard last year, and I mentioned it on Off the Record in case you didn't catch this already. This is something that I have good reason to believe they may be porting over. I didn't hear anything about the second or third ones. It was the first one in particular that I heard was coming over. But I don't know, maybe that is something that could also happen. I just remember hearing last year that THQ Nordic was just bringing their whole back catalog over, like, as much as they possibly could. And Darksiders was going to be one of those games. I believe they were also, they'd done some prototypes to bring a Red Faction game over as well. I don't know if that's still happening, so yeah. But Darksiders, interestingly enough, there was a strange altercation that occurred, if that's the correct word, the interesting interaction that happened on Twitter this week, which you may have seen. They were tweeting about Darksiders and War, which is the protagonist from the first Darksiders game. And they tweeted, you know, we can't wait to see what the future has in store for War. And someone replied, someone called Jason J.D. Barner replied, a trip to the Nintendo Switch, perhaps? And they replied, perhaps. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think they'd say that unless they were working on that, as I had heard. And, you know, everything else I've heard from that source related to THQ Nordic has later turned out to be correct. Like, I remember hearing a long time ago about Darksiders 3. I think on one of the very first Patreon podcasts, we were talking about how Darksiders 3 was coming and Shadow of War and some other games way back when. But it, kind of funny what happened here with this Darksiders thing. They replied, perhaps. And then THQ Nordic, their official Twitter, replied, "Don't mind Darksiders. They had a couple and don't make any sense right now." So yeah, they're kind of, you know, lightly backpedaling. I think whoever was running the Darksiders Twitter account may have jumped the gun there and wasn't supposed to drop that hint. So yeah, they might not have been too happy about that. That doesn't seem good to me. I hope the social media account guy is, you know, kept his job after that. But God. So another thing that's been happening, last year we talked about how there were SNES games coming to the Switch. That was one rumor that I had heard, that was part of the plan. I did hear about one other system, but that was more kind of rumory. SNES games was the one that I heard would be coming next. And yeah, it looks like that's finally happening in some form this year. People have been data mining the NES online games app thing on the Switch that lets you play emulated NES games as part of the Nintendo Switch Online service. And it appears that there are indications within its data that there are SNES games coming to that. I'm not sure in what form they will manifest themselves within that app, whether they plan to rebrand it. I imagine they probably will, for convenience. I'd be very surprised if Nintendo wanted people to download another app just to, you know, break up the emulators. It would be very strange. I think they should just keep everything under this surface within one app, so that would be nice and tidy. But, you know, this is Nintendo we're talking about, you know. I'd be surprised if they did something as intuitive as that, to be honest. But, you know, we'll see, I guess. It is strange that they held back the SNES games, like, this long, you know. Like, wouldn't that have made more sense to have that at the launch? But I guess, you know, drip feed, that's what Nintendo's all about these days, and has been sadly since pretty much the Wii days. So we'll see when that comes. I don't know, but yeah, I have heard that SNES games are a thing that are coming to the Switch in the near future. I mentioned that last year, as you know, so yeah, I don't imagine we'll have to wait that long. I haven't heard anything about when exactly this is coming, but you know, the signs are there that they have been working on it. And yeah, just, I guess I just wanted to throw my two cents out there about that. People are wondering if there's going to be a new Nintendo Direct. There's been a lot of talk about that this month. I remember some website, which I talked about last time, which I'm forgetting, I think it was Gaming Intel, put out a scoop claiming that it was coming on the 11th of January, which turned out not to be correct, like everything else they've said. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I have heard that something is happening soon. I'm not sure if it will be a traditional Nintendo Direct, actually. There are some contrasting rumors about that right now, so I'm unsure. But I wouldn't be surprised if something like, say, a new Nindies Direct happened before the end of the month. That's all I'll say about that. I have started to hear some rumors about that new Image and Form game. It is apparently SteamWorld related. It sounds different from Heist and Dig. Although, you know, again, that's a rumor. Take it with a pinch of salt. But what I've heard about this new apparent rumored SteamWorld game, that sounds very cool. And so, you know, it would not surprise me if that showed up in an Indies Direct before the end of the month, or maybe it's in February or something. It doesn't sound like that announcement is very far away at this point. So yeah, that is something to look forward to. I would be surprised if Nintendo did a big Direct blowout in January. But, you know, who knows, since they basically just dropped a bunch of announcements on Twitter early this month, which was very strange to see, you know. Like, that could have made up a Direct of its own in some form, you know, like, at least a mini Direct. But I don't know, Nintendo's gonna do whatever they want, is what I always say, you know. they never do what you think they're going to do. So that's why I'm hesitant with a lot of these rumors I hear. Because I hear a bunch of times, you know, about, oh, here's when the next Direct is. And, you know, some people are quite good at getting information on that stuff, but I find it's very well compartmentalized, and I don't trust any rumor about Directs until, like, the day before, because that is when that stuff is absolutely nailed down, and people in retail and that kind of thing are getting that information. That is, if someone says to me, you know, comes to me and says, there's going to be Direct tomorrow, then I'm much more inclined to believe that, because that's when information starts to leak, in my experience, is about, I'd say, within like 36 hours before it airs. Any later than that, you know, any further back, then I find those to be more dubious. That's how I feel about that. So yeah, I think, you know, I don't have too much information to give you, but I would not be surprised if something happened over the next week or two, related to Imogen Form and their game, and maybe a Direct of some kind. So yeah, stay tuned for that. I think there is something coming, not too far away. But again, that's just rumors, you know. I'm just giving you a sense of what I'm hearing. Again, this is not me claiming it as absolute fact, so don't run away with what I'm saying, please. Before you go all write it on Reset Era, I know some people do that. If you are going to do that, please don't take it out of the context in which I'm presenting this information, you know. Because I know people kind of get carried away, and, you know, it's very exciting, and Nintendo Directs and all that stuff. But what I'm saying here is, you know, not that this is definitely happening. I'm not even saying what I've heard, but based upon the information that's out there, it would not surprise me that this stuff would happen. That's how I'm going to phrase it, basically, because I really don't know. And that's not me just playing it safe. But yeah, that is what I'm going to say for now. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this absolutely incoherent ramble about various rumors. But I just want to provide a few updates on some of the things that I know we talked about on Off the Record. And occasionally I get people, you know, write to me on Twitter and say, is this still happening, Liam? What have you heard? What's the update? What's the scoop? And so, you know, here I am laying it bare. I'm being honest, you know, a bunch of this stuff, I honestly don't know. I can only tell you what I've heard, you know, at the end of the day, that's all I really do. I talk to people and then I tell you a consensus based upon what I'm hearing, which I find to be at least somewhat credible. So yeah, hopefully I've worded that liberally enough and diplomatically enough, for people to not go too crazy on me. But yeah, another thing that you should start to see come out soon, within whenever I post this, is I think some more rumors are going to start to creep out related to the Google kind of streaming service and apparent console they've been working on. I've talked about that a few times, and maybe I'll talk some more about that on Off the Record, because I am starting to hear more things related to that. I'm not sure how true some of the other rumors are out there about that, but I'm kind of trying to, you know, I'm trying to sort the wheat from the chaff right now, and we'll see what happens there. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff on the way, a lot of videos coming, so stay tuned for that. Thank you so much to everyone for backing. I'm going to go into some Patreon backer shoutouts now. If you have any questions, hey, leave them in the comments. I'd be happy to answer some questions on the next Liam Unfiltered. If people, you know, decide they want specific questions answering, I'll do my best, because, you know, this is unfiltered. I'm allowed to say whatever I want in here, and, you know, the pressure is off. So please go ahead. If you want to ask my personal feelings on a particular matter or a rumor or whatever, then hey, hit me up in the Patreon comments. Give us a like on Patreon, that helps too for visibility. And yeah, I'll catch you guys next time. Bye for now. Alright, so lastly, some Patreon backer shoutouts. Shout out to our top level backers: Ahmed Zainal, Brian Guzman, Don Koopman, Jake Jones, Carl Coverdale, Kurai, Predro, Ram, Centinator of Team Haruhi, Shane Gill, and Stuart Radley. Thank you so much to our top backers. Really appreciate it. You guys are amazing. And yeah, if you'd like to get your name read out, then up your pledge. Otherwise, yeah, we'll catch you guys next time. Bye-bye.